What's going on, everyone? This is the Fantasy Playbook Podcast. My name is Kyle Yates, and I am your host. I can be found on Twitter at KyleYNFL. It has certainly been a chaotic week here in the NFL already, and it is only Tuesday as I am recording this. A lot of fantasy drafts have already happened. There's a lot more coming up this weekend, and we need to know what to do with all the latest news from around the league with roster cutdowns and what that means for fantasy football. Before we dive into the latest news here, and trust me, there is a lot, I want to remind you that you can connect with the show over on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at _theFFPlaybook, and you can find a ton of content going up each and every week over on YouTube at youtube.com/thefantasyplaybook, including the Fantasy Playbook Dynasty podcast hosted by Alfredo Brown. If you're in a dynasty league and looking for advice as we move throughout the season, this is the podcast for you. Alfredo, along with an incredible rotation of guests, is going to make sure that you're understanding how to dissect the previous week's action in the NFL from a dynasty standpoint and who you need to be selling or acquiring to build the ultimate dynasty. You can find that show wherever you listen to podcasts, the Fantasy Playbook Dynasty podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get into the latest news here presented by Sleeper. Join millions of players today and download the Sleeper app to stay up to date on all the latest and breaking news from around the NFL. I have won many a trade in my time playing fantasy football by having the Sleeper app and getting the edge over my league mates. You can too by selecting the link right here in the YouTube description or over in your podcast show notes. Deontay Johnson left the Steelers Week 3 preseason game with a shoulder injury, but all reports are that this was a minor injury and that he would have come back in the game if it were in the regular season. Brian Robinson, the running back for the Washington Commanders, was shot multiple times in the lower half during a carjacking attempt on Sunday. He has already been released from the hospital after surgery, and there is still some optimism for him returning to the football field at some point this season. Obviously, this is a fantasy football podcast. This is a fantasy football company. We're going to discuss what to do here with this Washington backfield, but it's also important to say, like, this could have been so much worse, and we should be incredibly thankful that Brian Robinson is healthy and that this is not a life-threatening injury. With that being said, what do we do now with this Washington backfield? Antonio Gibson was in a free fall in the rankings up to this point, with Brian Robinson starting to emerge and take over the RB1 role in this backfield. Now, we just don't know when Brian Robinson is going to come back to the field. Now, there is some optimism that he will play again this season, but we should keep in mind that it's going to be a while. And even if he does return, he's going to be dealing with the fact that he was shot. So I don't think that we can expect Brian Robinson back anytime before week 8 is kind of my expectation here, at least to get to the point where he could potentially take some work away from Antonio Gibson and JD McKissick. If that is the case, Antonio Gibson moves back up the board as a low-end RB2 here, someone that's going to have the opportunity that seemed to be slipping away from him. He's going to have that opportunity here to begin the year and return value on his current ADP. So if you've got a draft still coming up here, Antonio Gibson at his current ADP, it was in a free fall, but he is someone that you should still consider there as an RB2, RB3 for your roster. Najee Harris reportedly had a sprained lisfranc in training camp. This is something to monitor with Harris and at least put an asterisk next to his name when you're on the clock. He was out there in week 3 of the preseason, but he did look a little bit rusty. As a late first round draft pick, he's still a fine investment. Anything earlier than that though, and you're playing with fire a little bit. Ty Montgomery suffered an ankle injury during the Patriots week 3 preseason game, and it has not been revealed just yet as to the severity of the injury. This obviously bumps Ramondre Stevenson and Damian Harris up the draft board slightly, with Montgomery potentially going to miss time and James White retired, but we'll need more information before we can fully determine what to do with these players. The Jacksonville Jaguars released Laquon Treadwell and traded Laviska Shenault to the Carolina Panthers. Treadwell should land with another team here pretty quickly. I would keep an eye on the Atlanta Falcons as he feels like a perfect fit for what they're trying to do on offense this year. And Visca will finally get a new change of scenery here in Carolina. Neither are worth drafting though, even in deeper leagues right now, but still keep an eye on them. Alexander Mattison has been the subject of trade talks, and the Pioneer Press's Chris Thomason reports that at least 12 teams have called the Vikings to inquire on Madison's availability. Mattison already has incredible upside if Dalvin Cook were to miss time with an injury. If he does get traded, he's talented enough to take over as the starting running back for a lot of other teams across the league. If you're drafting today or tomorrow, maybe draft Mattison just a little bit earlier than ADP to see how this all plays out. If he doesn't get traded, you still have an incredible depth piece on your bench at a fine ADP. Cam Akers and Daryl Henderson both returned to practice on Monday for the Los Angeles Rams. The Miami Dolphins released Sony Michel. The San Francisco 49ers have restructured Jimmy Garoppolo's contract, and he will remain with the team for the 2022 NFL season. This does not move Lance down the rankings for me at all this season, but it is worrisome with a coach like Kyle Shanahan. Is this just an insurance move? Are they going to give Lance a long enough leash to live with some of the growing pains? I believe so, but it's enough to create some concern there. If he were being drafted as a top 5 quarterback off the board, I'd move him down the rankings. As QB 13 right now in ADP consensus, though, he's still worth drafting everywhere. The Chiefs released Josh Gordon and the Bills released OJ Howard. Keep an eye on Quinton Morris there in Buffalo if you're in a deep dynasty league, and the Bills also released Duke Johnson. Ronald Jones has reportedly made the 53-man roster in Kansas City. All three of Isaiah Pacheco, Jerick McKinnon, and Ronald Jones are worth drafting in the final round of your drafts. We don't know who the RB2 is here in Kansas City, but it could be any of them, and we'll find out week one. If it isn't one of the players you drafted, cut them and move on for a hot week one waiver wire ad. Kenyon Drake has reportedly signed with the Baltimore Ravens. This is insurance for Gus Edwards missing the first few weeks of the season already, and J.K. Dobbins apparently not being 100% ready to handle a significant workload right out of the gates. This is going to be a mess of a situation, though, so don't try to get cute. Just avoid Drake and Mike Davis. The New York Jets released Tevin Coleman, and the new Vikings front office cut ties with Kellen Mond. That was the latest news presented by Sleeper. Remember to download the Sleeper app to stay on top of all the latest and breaking news from around the NFL. And you can find the link to download that directly in the YouTube description or in your podcast show notes. Do you think you're one of the best at fantasy football? It's time to challenge yourself this year by going over to Dynasty Owner. Dynasty Owner is the new way to play fantasy football with real NFL salaries, adding the strategy of running an actual franchise. Dynasty Owner provides a unique and challenging experience that will test your skills as an owner and general manager. You will have complete control over your team's future. You can build through the draft, make trades, sign free agents, and manage your team's salary cap. Can you create a dynasty of champions? Sign up now at dynastyowner.com and get started on building your dynasty. Use promo code PLAYBOOK for $10 off of your next team. Again, that's promo code PLAYBOOK for $10 off of your next team at dynastyowner.com. Let's get into the topic for today, my bold predictions for 2022. The key to bold predictions is not to just throw stuff at the wall and hope it sticks. A lot of people will simply close their eyes and throw darts without a process for bold predictions and hope that they look like geniuses at the end of the season. However, I want to remain more measured and stick true to my process for these types of claims. The backbone of my process for rankings and analysis is my projections. I've talked about this all offseason, so I'm not going to rehash everything here, but projections is a fantastic way to try and get the most likely scenario or outcome for a specific player. With that as the foundation, you can then determine bold predictions by evaluating the most likely outcome that you came to through projections and stretch it just a little bit. So, if I have James Cook as RB40 in my season-long projections, I'm just throwing something out there, and that's what I've determined to be the most likely outcome based on a number of factors, I can't stretch that to a bold prediction of Cook ending the year as a top 5 running back. That's truly beyond his ceiling based on my analysis, and that's throwing something at the wall and hoping it sticks without any sort of process. The predictions you'll hear in this episode are based off of that process. They're taking my most likely outcome analysis and then stretching it slightly to find the ceiling outcome. With that in mind, here are 6 bold predictions for you as we get ready for the 2022 NFL season. Let's go from least spicy to most spicy. Number 6, Jameis Winston will end the season as a top 12 quarterback. We know what Jameis can be from a fantasy standpoint when he's the starting quarterback for an NFL franchise. In Tampa Bay, we saw him put up top 5 numbers and dominate from a yardage and touchdown standpoint, but we also know that the interceptions can be a major issue. Last season for New Orleans, in just 7 games, Winston threw for 14 touchdowns and had just 3 interceptions. Sean Payton certainly had the clamps on Winston, though, and wasn't truly allowing him to air the ball out all over the field, so the yardage wasn't there, but he proved that he can take care of the football. Looking ahead to this season, Payton's no longer calling plays, and that has to be a bit of a concern, but look at the playmakers that Winston has around him. Alvin Kamara, Chris Olave, Michael Thomas if he can stay healthy, Jarvis Landry as a chain mover, and some solid depth at other key positions behind them. All Winston has to do is stay healthy, stay out of his own way, and put the ball in the hands of his playmakers. Right now, Winston's going as a QB3 in most Superflex leagues, and that's one of my favorite investments to make in drafts. He's QB18 in my projections currently, and it wouldn't shock me if we see Winston return to the QB1 territory this year. Number 5, Ezekiel Elliott will end the season as a top 5 running back. This one is going to seem super spicy to a lot of people, but it's not for me, and that's why it's just here at number 5. Zeke is RB5 in my projections for this upcoming season, so there was a world in which I could have said that Zeke finishes as the RB1 overall on the year, but I feel like that would have just melted everyone's faces listening to this episode. The workload is just too much to pass up here from a fantasy standpoint. You're not going to find many running backs in this league that are going to see the type of volume and scoring opportunities that Elliott will, especially in his range of ADP. Elliott is currently still just the RB15 in Fantasy Pros' latest ADP consensus and number 27 overall, and that is one of the best values in drafts this season. Tony Pollard will be involved in this offense, but there's more than enough opportunity and volume for both players to be fantasy relevant. Zeke will be the one to handle the red zone work, though, and that's what we're looking for from a fantasy standpoint for an offense that promises to be in that area of the field a lot yet again this season. Zeke's reportedly 100% recovered from his injury that he played through last season, and I think he still has a lot left in the tank. Top 5 is certainly in the range of outcomes this year, and this shouldn't even be that bold of a take. Number 4, David Njoku will end the year as a top 8 tight end. The hate for Njoku this offseason is incredibly odd to me. He got a massive contract extension this offseason, he's going to play some of the season with a proven NFL quarterback, and in the meantime, he should be a target machine over the middle of the field. Yes, he hasn't lived up to expectations up to this point of his NFL career, and that's probably why people are hesitant to buy in this season, but we have to evaluate the situation in front of him and how it's finally different than what he's had in previous years. The athletic tight end is tight end 12 in my projections, so stretching it to top 8 is absolutely achievable this year. When you look at his ADP, though, of tight end 15 off the board, which that is rising, it certainly is a bit bold. For those who still have yet to draft, Njoku's a fantastic target at the end of your drafts if you want to load up on running back and wide receiver in the middle rounds and snag a tight end late. Number 3, Damian Pierce will end the year as a top 18 running back. Damian Pierce has been a top 24 running back in projections for me all offseason. So this doesn't feel super bold to me, but it's certainly going to come across that way when you consider where he's going in drafts. Yes, ADP probably hasn't caught up to what's actually happening in drafts, but Pierce is just RB38 off the board in ADP consensus, and that's one of the best steals in drafts. In an offense that is going to lean into the run game a lot this season, Pierce could easily see over 250 carries. Add in the fact that he's an excellent receiver and pass protector, and he could be one of the last few remaining true workhorse running backs in the NFL. The volume alone is enough to push him into the top 24 discussion. Add in the talent level, and Pierce could easily finish even higher than where I've got him in this bold prediction. The takeaway with this one, though? Draft Damian Pierce. Number 2, Gabriel Davis will outscore AJ Brown this season. Yeah, this is number 2. I will say this off the bat, that AJ Brown is one of the players that simply defies projections and efficiency. His talent level is so stupid that he can be ridiculously efficient with little volume and still be a top-tier fantasy wideout week in and week out. This is the case for still drafting AJ Brown ahead of Gabe Davis. However, looking at the projections for these two wideouts, there's not a ton of separation between the two, and it has everything to do with volume. I am currently projecting AJ Brown to be the wide receiver 1 in Philadelphia. I am currently projecting Davis to be the wide receiver 2 in Buffalo. The big difference there is that I have Buffalo projected for 37 pass attempts per game, and Philadelphia with just 28. The Eagles tried to be a pass-happy team last season, and it didn't work because of Jalen Hurts' deficiencies as a passer. They committed to the run game, and it helped their offense and team put together some solid performances. Heading into 2022, I think Nick Sirianni realizes that the path to success still relies on committing to the ground game and not putting too much on Hurts' shoulders. If that is the case, Brown can have a healthy target share, but the volume is going to hurt his upside. On the other side of that, Davis is getting to play with Josh Allen in a top 5 scoring offense that's going to continue to air the ball out in a major way this season. I still have Brown ahead of Davis from a projections and ranking standpoint, but let's stretch it just a little bit here and go a little crazy. Number 1, both Cooper Kupp and Allen Robinson will finish as top 5 fantasy football wide receivers. It's important to note right off the bat with this one that both players are top 12 wide receivers for me in projections. In an offense that has some question marks at the running back position right now from a health standpoint, and little to no depth behind these top 2 wideouts, the path for both of them to see 140 plus targets is easy to project. With their individual talent levels, Stafford's talent level, and the offensive play calling, it's not difficult for me to take a, quote, leap of faith and project that both wideouts could be in for a major year. It's super spicy, though, because A-Rob is being valued as the wide receiver 21 off the board in the latest ADP consensus, and that's certainly a big difference between where I have him in this prediction and where he's going in drafts. Both A-Rob and Cooper Kupp finished the year as top 5 fantasy football wide receivers. There you have it, my bold predictions for 2022. If you are still preparing for your draft, there's no better place to get everything you need than over at the Fantasy Playbook. Rankings, premium research tools, premium articles like busts, breakouts, values, and so much more can be found over at the ffplaybook.com/memberships. Check it out, and thank you all so much for the support. I have been blown away by how many people are supporting me in this new venture, and I can't thank you enough. Remember to hit the subscribe button over on YouTube at youtube.com/thefantasyplaybook and hit the bell to stay notified when new content drops. Let's get ready to dominate our fantasy football leagues this season, everyone. We are almost there. Thanks again for listening. I'm Kyle Yates. This is the Fantasy Playbook Podcast, and I will see you next time.